Hello, my loves. This is a random episode, and FYI, I am currently walking. It's very windy. It was raining, and it actually is still raining, but not as much. And I have this incredible big umbrella that has just blew inside out, and then all the metal stick things have come away from the actual umbrella material. Very upset about that. I'm currently stood under a tree as I record this. And just to make things even more funnier, my amazing dog Hero, if you don't know what kind of dog I have, go and check out my Instagram. He's on there somewhere. He's a big bear, like he's a Malamute. That's what you call him, his breed. And every time he goes to the toilet, he like scrapes his feet so it spreads mud and grass everywhere. And he went to the toilet, and because I'm a responsible dog owner, I went to pick it up. And then just as I went to pick it up, he decided he hadn't finished scraping all his feet. And so he did so, and it went all in my face, all on my glasses. Oh my God. So that's just a random share before I start talking about what I want to talk about. So I'm going to do more of these, I think. In fact, I'm going to wait to hear your response to see if you like these off the bat, unedited, unplanned episodes. And the reason I'm doing this is because I have loads of questions every day in my DMs on Instagram, and I love to respond to them. But because I'm getting more and more, that's why I actually invented, that's a bit of a weird word to say, I created my new membership called Binge on Self-Love, and that is my priority. So it's a very small group at the moment, actually, and then you get your direct questions answered by me, and you get given specific homework, and you get held accountable. We've got a book club going on in there now. We're reading a specific book this month, and I'm going to do random free coaching calls as well. It just is a really fun place that I'm prioritizing over DMs. So if you do want to get closer access to me, then go check it out. The link is, I'll put it below. But I still want to serve all of you, of course. And so I'm going to answer as many questions as possible. It's just going to take a longer for me to respond. So I'm actually answering a question I got asked in my DMs, and I have spoken to her separately as well, but I thought it might help all of you listening. So I don't know if I can actually go off what I'm recording on my phone to read the question specifically, so I'm not going to, just in case. However, her question was, I'm paraphrasing here, Victoria, I need support with whether or not to keep binge food in the house or not. I'm a bit confused because whenever I have it in the house, I just binge on it. And then when I don't have it in the house, I obviously can't eat it. But then I feel like whenever I have a weekend off work, I just want to spend all the time at home alone, isolating myself and eating. Well, it was said in more depth than that, but here's my response. And okay, Hero, we need to actually walk, please. He is a man who has not been castrated. And there's a lot of female dogs in heat. And I tell you, when he finds where a female dog has been, he plonks himself on the floor and literally won't move. So it looks a bit like dog cruelty, but I have to actually drag him. It's a good job I used to work with horses and I'm strong as fuck, but there you go. We're walking now, it's all good. So here was my response. Any kind of restriction will create an equal and opposite binge. And so my answer to her direct question, I'm confused as whether or not to keep like my binge food in the house. My answer is yes. Even though it's scary, and yes, even though you're going to quote binge on it, you need to be doing that, because if you're afraid of having a specific food in the house, if you're afraid of having it in there because you're going to eat it all, well, what is that showing you? That you're restricting it, you don't feel safe around it, you don't quote trust yourself around it. And therefore, when you do get your hands on it, because that's going to happen eventually, right? You're going to binge on it, and then you're going to feel all the feelings that you usually feel after you've done that. And then the cycle of restriction binge will continue. And I know some of you, it will be restrict, binge, purge. And I know even some of you listening to this, it's just restrict, restrict, restrict. And you're just like fantasizing about what you can eat. And, you know, I've been in every one of those situations. So I'm speaking now specifically to those of you that are quote binge eating. And if I sound weird, like I'm straining myself, it's because I am. It's because at the moments I sound like that, I've got the lead wrapped around my tummy and I'm like pulling with my whole body to like make my dog move, like no joke. I wish this was video actually, that would be hilarious. So I responded saying, my advice to you would be to buy everything that you want to buy and keep it in your house, stop restricting and allow all foods with the right support, because support is really essential when you're feeling like the worst person in the world, like you feel like there's something wrong with you, you can't stop eating. But if you don't have these binge foods, in quotes, in your house, you're going to just keep wanting them. You're going to binge on them eventually anyway, and you're going to keep yourself preoccupied in the in that cycle. And with the isolation, wanting to just isolate yourself and eat all the foods alone, I had that for so long. Like, I didn't want to go out and socialize. One, because I felt shitty in my body. I hated the way my body looked. I didn't feel good in my body. And so I just wanted to avoid social situations and then just sit at home and eat, because eating was the only thing that kind of gave me a lot of pleasure. And then I felt really fucked up for having only having food in my life that actually brought me a lot of pleasure. And then I felt like ashamed for that. So if you resonate with what I'm saying, you're not alone. There's no reason to be ashamed, which I know doesn't magically get rid of shame. I understand that. There's some processing and feeling to be done for sure. But just know that you're not alone. And the isolation will naturally start to fade away. I don't even know why I'm out of breath. There's no hills in Holland anyway. The isolation will naturally start to fade away when you're no longer restricting, when your body feels safe that it's getting enough, when you do all the body image work to get yourself in self-acceptance, you will then be out of fight, flight or freeze mode, because restriction puts you into a fear response. It's unsafe. And so when your nervous system is no longer jacked up and you're actually able to be in relaxation, you're then able to access the different parts of your brain that wants to connect to other human beings, that wants to socialize. Then you can also be open and desiring to get the serotonin from people and relationships and interactions, because serotonin is the feel-good hormone that gets released when you hug a loved one and you spend time with people that you love. Whereas dopamine is more of an instant like hit. So dopamine comes from when you, I don't know, check your emails and you've got more emails and potential client inquiries, or when you go on your social media and you've got like so many likes on your posts. Like, it's all designed to create that dopamine hit, the same as with food, certain types of foods. So foods that are specifically designed for pleasure, to keep you coming back for more, you get a dopamine hit when you eat them. And that's not a bad thing, by the way, because this is a different conversation altogether. But if you want to have a conversation, or if anyone knows someone who wants to come on my podcast or me be a guest on theirs and talk about why we shouldn't be restricting processed food, even with the dopamine hits, etc., then I am all for having that conversation in a loving, open way. Because restriction is never the answer. Unless you want to like go and put yourself on a desert island with no modern day shops or food available, then good luck with that. Then you'll probably be free from the dopamine hit that food gives you. But let's be realistic. Anyway, I digress. Where was I even going with this? Oh yes, the isolation will naturally fade away when you've got enough food and you're not restricting food and you no longer are looking for that dopamine. Then serotonin kind of comes after, you're not bombarded with shame, of course, first, that comforted feeling. You'll then want to have that from other people and relationships. And of course, there's many layers to this. It can be linked to depression and all of that. But honestly, restriction is the culprit. Binging is not the problem. Restriction is the problem. So to wrap up, or to attempt to wrap up what I've just all said, is keep food in the house, allow all food, get the right support emotionally. Emotion support is really important. Emotional support is really important. Talk to people about how you're feeling and be gentle with yourself. And know that if you keep restricting, if you purposely keep the things out of your house, you're just going to stay in the same cycle that you've been in for however long. And that's not cool. And there's so much more to life, trust me. Okay, my loves, let me know if you liked my ramble. My one-to-one clients love my rambles, love the voice notes that I send them in response to their questions and things. But let me know if you love this ramble, because if so, I will do more, but they won't be on my website. They won't have nice graphics because that's too much work. I'll continue just posting like my weekly episode with all the nice graphics and the proper titles and all of that. But I will do more of these if it's helpful to you. And it also helps me to serve a wider audience, as I spend a little less time in my DMs because of the amazing community I'm building up and the amazing people that are coming into my world. And if you would like to join Binge on Self-Love, then feel free. I would love to have you, and I will see you in there. Lots of love.